bracha. After you make a bracha, there's a het to have a no from it. Now the world belongs to us. We're not to enjoy it. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papa, Kol Anenim in Erlam Azeh B'loi Bracha. If you have enjoyment without making a bracha, Kilu Goizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi learns it to Santa Rashi. Rashi says, Goizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Prechosloi. You're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the bracha you're supposed to give him. Is the actual period doesn't pass the field. You're stealing from Hashem. No, the bracha that you're supposed to give him by holding him back is calling you like stealing from him. Kilu Goizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael. You're also stealing from Klai Yisrael. So Rashi says, Knesset Yisrael, Shekishechotu HaPeris Leikin. Because if you do a chet and eat without brachas, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a klala back that the peris will be like you, there'll be less peris in the world. So like you're stealing from the rest of Klai Yisrael. For not making a bracha, you make it, there won't be enough peris. So the Mara Shenema, where's the right with the pasuk? The pasuk says, Goizel Oviv, you steal from your father, Ima, your mother, the Yomer and Pesha, I'm not doing anything wrong, is Chavar Hu L'Yish Mashkes. He's a Chavar, he's a good friend of an Ish Mashkes, so it means Rav and Ben Avot. So the Mara, V'yein Oviv El HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whenever it says, Goizel Oviv, Ima, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenema Halohu Avicha Konecha. V'yein Ima, it says he's stealing from your mother, El HaKnesses Yisrael, it means Klai Yisrael. Shenema Hashma B'ni Musa Avicha, V'atitash Torah Simecha. The Torah Simecha goes on Minhagim of Klai Yisrael, that Lashon of Ein. My Chavru Lish Mashkes, what do you mean you're a friend to a person that's a Mashkes? Amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Chavru L'Ravim Ben Avot. You're a good friend of Ravim Ben Avot. Shehizchet as Yisrael Avim Shebashmayim. He made a Kodesh Baruch Hu angry on Klai Yisrael. And here also, if you eat without making a bracha, as if you're stealing from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so you make Hashem angry on Klai Yisrael, that there won't be enough Paris in Klai Yisrael. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami, here's the Fakasha. Still, one pasuk says, Lokachti Degoni Bitoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take back his dog and his tfuah whenever he wants. In other words, the Klai Yisrael won't have what eat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take it away from us. Still, another pasuk says, V'yasata Degonecha, that you collect your dog and you collect your tfuah and you'll have what eat. It's a kasha. More Lakasha. Kan Bizman Shay so Isim Shana Shamakon, if you're doing mitzvahs, then you'll plant and you'll have what eat, you'll be able to take it home. Kan Bizman Shay and you saw Isim Shana Shamakon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a klala and it takes away the tfuah that you made. Shrash Bizman Shay Isim Ritzoyno is our dog and Shalhem. Then the tfuah belongs to you. Ugashem Isim Ritzoyno, when you do Averis, then Noitloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it away from you. O Marolahem Shushloi, Hashem shows if it belongs to me. It's not your tfuah, tfuah belongs to me. The what you're supposed to go out and collect your food. Matamulayim, what's the chiddush of the pasuk? The fish nema, because there's another pasuk in Yeshua that says lo yom sefer Torah zemi picha. Never stop learning Torah. Yochol dvorim kisovim. I would think the pasuk means kisovim that you have to learn 24 hours a day and you can't go out and make a panosom. Tamulayim, the pasuk says no. V'yasafta digonecha. You have a right to go out and to collect your dog and collect your tour means make a panosa. It means hinig ben minig derech eretz. Dibur Rabbi Yishmael. That's Rabbi Yishmael. Shitan, that you're allowed to make a panosa. So Drashi, I would think dvorim kichsovim shlo yasik v'derech eretz. Torah says, lo yom ha-shev Torah zem ha-picho. Yom ha-valayla, v'gisa b'yom ha-valayla. You have to learn Torah day and night. So you have no time to make a panosa. Suppose it says, no, v'yasafta digonecha. Hinig ben Drashi, im divrei Torah. Sam to Rashi. Hinig ben derech eretz means so Nefesh Chayim, the Nai Kumashi, he learns that Chayim Velozhna means you have had to do Parnassah, but not because not that you have had to stop learning. Even when you're doing Parnassah, you also have to learn. Just means with your hands, might and do work, and your Machshava think about learning. So Rashi says, Hinig Vem Vinoig Derech Eretz Im Divrei Torah. As with your learning, you have had to learn, you have had to do Parnassah also. Alright, Achidish. Yeah. Vaitzit Rashi, Minig Derech Eretz Shim. That's Vaitzit. This is Rav Yishmoshit. We have Shimon ben Yochai Yoimen, not a different shita. If Sha'odim Chayrish B'Shas Chavishik, the person go out in the field and plow, the Zareya B'Shas Zariya and plant, the Kaitse B'Shas Tzira and cut off the Tvua, the Dash B'Shas Nisha and then he'll thresh it, the Zareya and wind it, B'Shas Haruach, is a Vizoy, he'll be busy the whole day working, is Torah Mati Aleh? How is he going to learn Torah? Elo, what's Pshat? What's Yav Shimon ben Yochai's Hanogam? You're learning Torah, Yom V'Layla. If you're such a tzaddik that you couldn't learn Yom V'Layla, then Malachtam Natsalech Adiacherim. You're such a mini that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you. You don't have to make your own panosa, Hashem will give it to you. Shenem, the Pesach says, V'yom du zorim v'ro tzoynchem. Somebody else will come and they'll pasture your tzoyn. Amashenkin, v'zman shen yisrael, ayis m'shan neshamakam, but v'zman, you're not doing mitzvah neshamakam, so Mashiach says, doesn't mean you're doing an aveira. Because with Ashen, now the Pesach of Yisafta d'gonecha, which that's in the second Pasha of Krishma, which is going in, V'oyim Shemaya Tishmu. If you do listen to the mitzvahs, so Mashiach says, just means you're not a tzaddik gomer. This man, Sheinois Mufena Shemokim, means you're not a tzaddik gomer. You're a little bit of a tzaddik. Then, Malachta Nasasai the Yatzma. Then you're supposed to do the Mlocha by yourself. You have this heter of Yisata de Gonecha. Shenema, the Pesach says, Yisata de Gonecha. You have heter to go and make panos for yourself. V'loyoi, Ela Shemalech, Nasacherim Nasasai Yodim. That you'll also do for other people also. Shemlech Zacherim Nasna Yodim. Shenema V'yavarat Yaseidecha. More you'll even have to work for your enemies. Omer Rab. So these are two anhogis. Omer Rabaya. Had also could did Reb Yishmael. A lot of people did like Reb Yishmael. That means they did Parnosa and they learned Torah. V'yolsim B'yodim and both was good. They learned Torah and they made Parnosa. A lot of people did Kershim ben Yechoi, but lo yalsu b'yodim, it wasn't good for them. In other words, on Hungary is that for Rabbim, for Tzibah, it's very hard just to learn the whole day long. It's not meant for Rabbim. For the Rabbim of Adam Hungary is like a Bishmoel, that you're supposed to be hinnig them derech eretz, supposed to make up an also, Rabbi is supposed to learn also. But the Biskov learns that it means like the Yechidim though. There are Yechidim that should and could be known like Kershim ben Yechoi. That's the midah of learning the whole day, and that malachta nasa de'achem. Omale Rava, Rava told Rabbanit his Talmidim, the matusim naichal, like, please, the yom and isim, when comes yom and isim, the yom and tishrei, and these were 2 months a year when it's good to make the tefuah, either to plant the tefuah or to cut off the tefuah. And he told them, these 2 months, lo tischasoi kamoi, I don't want to see you in the yeshiva. These 2 months go out and make a panosa and take care for the whole year. Today you shouldn't be worried making a panasa the whole year. It's the rest of the year you'll come to yeshiva, and the rest of the 10 months a year you'll learn good. And you'll know that 2 months a year you go out to make a panasa, that'll be enough. Rashi says, hitting them, Rashi made their heritage, Shim Tobel Lidei, Sarah Chabrias, because if you're not going to make your own panasa, but you're going to be slamming to come on asking, begging from other people, service of Atam and Divitera is not a good midah. At the end will come out, it'll be too poor, and you're not going to be able to learn Edom, then you're Atam and Divitera. Efshe betimi yeshik drecho, v'yoyim en isen, yimei aktir, that's when they cut off, v'yoyim et ishrei, that's driche sagitis v'yabadim, that's when they make the tour. So these 2 months, v'yoyim to make a good panosa for the rest of the year, and the rest of the year come to learn. So these are two and hoggis, but the ikra, I mean, even if you know derech eretz, but avada, the ikra is to be able to learn. Because you have a heta, you have to have a panosa, because if you don't have a panosa, you won't be able to learn then. That's the way the insert, the Moritz Chayes, there's the kasher, that here Rabbi Shmuel says, you're supposed to be hinting them derech eretz. Because the pasuk says, lo yomosh, seifa term zemipichom, of the gisa, but yomu v'lada does not mean literally. It doesn't mean you have to learn 24 hours a day. It just means you have to learn, and it can also be derech eretz. There's the Gemara in Menachah that says that the Ben Doime asked Rabbi Shmuel, for going on me, that I already learned Kol HaTorah Kula, could I learn Chochma Yevonis? He asked him, I finished learning Kol HaTorah Kula, I want to learn something else, I want the Chochma, is it mutter for me or not? So Rabbi Shmuel answered him back, no, the Pasuk says, V'gisa V'yomu V'layla, so if you find the time that's not day and not night, then you can learn Chochma Yevonis. But since there's no time, you have to learn Torah Yom V'layla. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. So Chur Tzakashi, here Rabbi Shmuel says, you are allowed to be noig the Safed Gnech, you are allowed to make up on Osam. And Lima Torah V'gisa V'yom V'layla doesn't apply literally. Doesn't mean you have to learn 24 hours a day. And there it's Mash, we do have to learn. But there it is, they say that even when you have Heta to make panos, it's like Rashi says here, if you don't make panos, you won't be able to learn. So Teretz says, the Heta to make panos, that's called Soros Limud. If you don't have a main kemach in Torah, if you don't have what to live on, you won't be able to learn. So the pshat is, you have a Heta to make panos to be able to learn. But here the person learned Kol HaTorah Kula. And now he still wants to go learn another Chochmas. That there's no Heta. That other Chochmas is not going to make you learn better. So for that, you have no Heta to do that. Then Avadi is masking, but Gisa B'yom Lala, you have to learn day and night. Just to make panosa, that's called Tzorech Limut, like Rashi says. If you don't have what to live, so safely bottom of the return.
So
if
you want to learn something,
you want
for panosa
purpose. Yeah, for panosa Limut, right. That would go to this commandment, right. And there, he wasn't doing it out panosa. There, he's still doing it out Chochma. Stam Chochma is not going to help you learn, then you don't have the Heta. Right. Omer Rabba Bar Bachonim Rabbi Yechida Mishum Reb Yehuda Bar Eloi Vov Rol Shalaika Deres HaRishayinim Deres HaRachroinim. Hey, the Friedrich Deres were more chashim than we are. Deres HaRishayinim also Tarosim Kva the Ika day they used to learn Umalachtan Arroi. So Malacha the Panosah they made Arroi and did it like a secondary. Zub Zub Neskayim B'yodim both were good. They learned good and they made a good Panosah. Deres HaRachroinim Shosu Malachtan Kva they made the Panosah Ika. But to Rosh and Aroy, the Torah was that Zul v'Zul let his kind be Yodim. Both were not good. They didn't have a good Panos and they didn't have a good Torah. The Pshat is Zalz B'dei Shemayim. The Yom Rabba Baba Chonon of Yechidim, Yishum Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi. Vol v'Rol Shloik Doros HaRishayim, Doros HaRishayim. The first Doros were better than us. Doros HaRishayim, Poyim Achmis and Perusayim. When they made the Tuah, they wanted to make the Perus, they wanted to make sure it was a Chi of Trumas and Isis. So you had to bring it in the house, Derech Traksin, they brought it through the front door, the regular way in, because they had a chayiv in the Maisa. So that's the loch, you have to have Rias Pnei Abayis, the Mechayiv you a Maisa. So he wants the Mechayiv himself to give off Trumas and Maisas. But Hashem, the Derech Sachronim, try to get out of it already, they made tricks. Machnis and Perisayim, how did they bring the Peris into the house? Derech Gagas, used to take the apples and throw it over the roof, not through the front door. Or else, Derech Chatzeris, through the Chatzer, the backyard. Derech Kafifois, open the yards. They lepot them in a maisa. They departed them from giving trumas and maisers. The Yomer Rabbi Yani says, Eina tevel mischayib a maisa. Tevel, that means Paris they first grew. When do they have a chiyah to take off trumas and maisers? That's only yachira panei abayis. It's only if you bring it into your house through the front door of your house. If you bring it in a normal way, then you mechuyib. Shenyamar, v'yati ha-kodesh min ha-bayis. We have Yechidah Nomar Afilu Chotzer Kavas. No, Afilu you bring it through the Shar HaChotzer, the front entrance into your front yard, you also chayiv in Trumas HaMaisa Shenemar, V'yochlo B'Sherecho B'Saveyim. But if you take it and throw it through the roof into your house, you're part of the Trumas HaMaisa. So there are Sachroinim to try to get out of giving Trumas HaMaisa, to try to pattern themselves. Midirai to the potter, but it's not a good meter like that. But there are Sarishonim, but Afilu made himself Mechuyiv in it. Right, the Mishnah says, Chutz min ha-yayin. Hey, san stam, teres, oretz, teres ha-ilon. Fruits that grow off the tree, we make a borer priates. Only wine, we make a borer priagokim. And we explain that wine is called pri, because the ikar of the grape is for its wine that comes out. For the Gemara, ma'ishin ha-yayin. How come yayin has a new bracha? Ilayim mishum yishtani leluya, because it was changed. Before it was only a grape. And now when you squeeze it out and get the juice, it came into something better with the shinui. It's different, it looks at a different state now, it's like wine. It's starting to bracha, so therefore you make a new bracha. But the more b'levarei shemen, the same shin should apply to olive oil. The ishtani leluya, every oil, when you squeeze it out of the olive, it came to something new. Now it's oil, before it was an olive. If a lay ishtani lebracha, and we'll soon see, he's make a bar priates on olive oil. You don't make any new bracha. Yom Rav Yud, Yom HaShmul, V'chein Yom Rav Yitzchuk, Yom Rav Yechidun, Shem and Zayis, even if you have olive oil, you want to eat it, we'll soon see how you can eat olive oil. If you eat a pure olive oil, the Chur Tzimatik, you don't make a bracha at all. We'll soon see how the eight that you eat it, that you do have to make a bracha. But in these cases, Mevorchin Allah Bar Priates, you do make a Bar Priates, and nothing more. So why is Yayin more than olive oil? Amri Hosam Mishum Lo Yesha, I'll give you terrors by olive oil, you can't make any other bracha. Heichi Nevorch, what other bracha should we say? Mevorach Bori Pri Hazayis. If you want to say Bori Pri Hazayis, Fed Gemoron, Peri Gufa Zayis Ikri. Even the fruit is called the Zayis. So it's not Shaykh Loshen Pri Hazayis. It's like saying Pri Mi Pri. It's a double Loshen. It's not Shaykh such a Loshen. For the more, that's not Shver. For Mevorach Alei, Bori Pri Eitz Zayis. Say, Bori Pri, you created the fruit of eight Zayis, of the tree of the Zayis. So let's make a special bracha. As if you say wine has a special bracha, because it was changed into a better form, olive oil is also changed into a better form. Elo Amma Mazutra, Chamra means wine has a new reason. Chamra Zayin. Chamra fills you up. Only Zayin is not a lashon of filling up, really. Zayin just means it takes away the hunger. Amma, when you're hungry, you eat something, it Zayin you, it like satisfies you. It takes away your hunger. Mishcha Loi Zayin. Mashenken, olive oil doesn't fill you up, doesn't take away your hunger. For the Gemara, is that true? Or Mishkol or Zayin, does olive oil not take away your hunger? The Yotanan, we learned the Mishnah Nedarim. Hanoidim min ha-mozit. Somebody made an Issa Neder, I'm not going to eat anything that's amazing. Now amazing, the Shita says, doesn't mean fills you up. Just means it like satisfies you, takes away your hunger pains.
So if you made a neder, you're not going to eat anything that's Muslim, is mutter. What are you allowed to eat? Only two things. The mayim v'melech, that's all. You're only allowed to drink water and take salt. For the Marva Binimbo, mayim v'melech hudla ikri Muslim, hokho mili ikri Muslim. Is that true? You're coming out, you're telling me only water and salt doesn't satisfy you, but everything else satisfies you. That's why when you ask it not to eat anything that satisfies you, you can't eat anything. For the Marva Zoy Neymar, to have a few for the Rabbi Shmuel, then this should be a kasha on Rabbi Shmuel's din. The Yamri, they both say, Ein mevorchim borim minei mezoinis. We only make the special bracha borim minei mezoinis ela beya minim uvah. Only tfuah from the heiminim, from wheat or barley or spelt or rye, but not from other minim. And what's the svara? Because these five things fill you up as amazing, but something else is not amazing. It's corn. You need to make cornbread just from corn itself. It's not amazing. It doesn't satisfy. It doesn't fill you up. So if we're saying now everything fills you up, so someone makes a neder not to have enjoyment from Muslim is also with everything. So here's a kasha to Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel says you only make a burim and mezoinis from cake made from the hay minim, from only from wheat or from wheat or from barley, but not from corn. Bamar Rav Huna, there it says v'yoyma kol hazon olai. There's a chilul between mozain and zon. His mozain means something that fills you up. What fills you up? That's only the hay minim. That's only the ikka, the wheat and the barley, or the spelt and the rye and the oats. But nothing else fills you up. Hadiyama kol hazon. Here the net was, is there anything that zan means satisfies you? In other words, zon, you have hunger pains, you eat something that satisfies you. So anything you eat takes away the hunger pains. The only thing that doesn't do it is water and salt. That's why it's good. If you made a neder, you multitude, you also with everything, only milk, water and salt. The kopon, the kasher is though, shemen zayis, abzayis also zayin, also satisfies you. So why do we make, what's the difference between olive oil and wine? How come wine has a special bracha and olive oil doesn't have it? And the Gemara Alma Mishcha zayin, so you see, olive oil also is zayin, also satisfies you. Because if you make a neder not to eat anything that's zan, you're also with olive oil. Elo teretz is like this. Chamra has a new mila, soyit. Chamra satisfies you, more than satisfies you. It's soyit. So the Shita says soyit, Rashi says soyit, choshet tfei mimozim. That's even more choshet. And the Shita says the pshat is, it's soyit halev. It's such a thing that satisfies the lev. So that's a special Michael yayin. But the Pirish, soyit as halev u'mechazkoi. It's mechazik yalev wine. Mashen kein zayin hu memayit terov. But stam zayin only takes away the hunger. Min aguf. Avleinu mechazik halev. Stam mechazik halev. So yayin has a special milo that it's soyed means to satisfy the heart. El chamru soyed, hu mishcha loy soyed. Olive oil does not satisfy the heart. For the Gemara, the chamru mi soyed, is that true? V'ho rova, hevi shasi chamri. Rova used to drink wine, kol milo v'yoyim at the pischa. The whole Erev Pesach, he used to drink wine the whole day. Why? Ki hecha the nigra the libe. V'necho matzah tvei tuva. V'necho matzah. He wanted to make himself a good appetite. So he used to drink wine the whole day, because they at night will have a tremendous appetite to eat the matzah very good. So how could you say that wine fills you up, satisfies your heart? If you're satisfied, you won't be able to eat good. It's mashmah wine doesn't satisfy you. And the Gemara, it's like this. Tuva goru. If you drink a lot of wine, it gives you a tremendous taiva to eat more. It's goru the appetite to eat a lot. Mashenkin Purti, if you drink a little bit wine, then it's soy. That's like satisfies you won't want to eat too much. The man of Rav used to drink a lot of wine and never face it. Mashenkin also, if you drink a little wine, it's soyid, so therefore it's choshev, you have a special bracha. For the Gemara, me soyid klau. Does wine satisfy the heart at all? Well, the Pasuk says, v'yayin yisamech levav enish. That wine, happy, gives you simcha to the heart. V'lechem levav enish yisoyid. But what satisfies you? What really fills you up? Only lechem. Tzidchi bread, that's what fills you up, satisfies the heart. Mashenkin wine is only mesamech you, but doesn't fill you up. And the Gemara, no. Nahama, bread, who disoyin? Bread only fills you up. Chamra, wine, lois. Nahama, who disoyin? No, this is the kasha. Nahama, who disoyin? Chamra, loisoyin. It's mashma, only bread fills you up, and not wine. Wine doesn't fill you up. So the Gemara, ella like this. Chamra is petarti. The pasuk means wine has two milas. Soyed, avad etaka fills you up, a little wine. Umesameach, it also makes you happy. Wine puts you to simcha. Now, Hamba eating bread, misfit soy, the taka fills you up. It doesn't make you happy. So there's the teretz. Wine fills you up, so maybe you make a special bracha, bar priyagofen. Olive oil doesn't fill you up, it's only zan, it just satisfies you, but doesn't fill you up, but not mechazik the lave, you don't have a special bracha. But if wine is something that soy, mamish fills you up, like bread, how come you don't have to bench then? Right, so if you say the benching, or at least with the Rabbanan, is when you're filled up, you have to bench. So if wine fills you up, you have to bench after drinking wine. And the Gemara lekvoy interested the sayu alavayu. No, the Rabbanan will convey a benching only as something you had a kviya suda. You sat down and had your meal on that. So you convey your suda the mal on bread. And it's not a shchiya to be convey your suda in wine. Therefore, you don't have to bench on wine. But really, wine is something that fills you up. Would pass the bench on? Omalei Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, the Rav, Ikov Alaveyus of the Sayumai. What's going to be if somebody is Kaveya Sudan Yain? Even though usually people don't do it, but what's going to be if somebody does do it? Will he have to bench or not? Omalei answered him, Likishiyavu Eliyo. We'll leave this when Eliyo Nabi comes. The Yomer will tell us, Ehevik Fiyosei. If that's called a normal person by him being Kaveya Suda on wine. A Bahashtu Miya right now, the way we understand it is, Vatla Daita Isa Kalodim. His Mavatla does not mean that's not a normal Anhaga. Normal people do not Kaveya their Suda on wine. Good, you could drink wine with the Suda, but the Ika Suda is not on the wine, the Ika Suda is not on the path. Therefore, you only have to bench on path, not on wine. Rashi Yehochi. The Zion, if wine fills you up, the Soyed, Muzin, it's Mamish Muzin. Lavorachale Shalish Brochas Nachla, Venana Mila Kamon, we learned later in the Perkin, Kosha Meshiva Saminim. Anything that Meshiva Saminim, Voloy Mindogan, that's not from Tfu, it's not wheat, Chachama Maimir Brochachas, you only make an Alamichia. You don't have to say Shalish Brochas, that's the way we pass him. But if you eat grapes, so you take drink Yayin, you make Alagefin, you only make one Brocha. You don't have to make three Brochas. But there is koshinat kaveya suda. If Indian to bench is 2 miles, that you saw it something like bread that fills you up, and your kaveya suda on it. We'll see later on in the parak what it has to do with kaveya suda. But less than that, they were not masakin to make brachas on, to at least to bench on. So that's the maskana. That the reason why wine has a special bracha to it, because wine is something that satisfies the heart, that fills us up. Mamish just like bread does. Even though it's nishtana to something better, but since it doesn't fill you up, satisfy you that much, it stays with old broch of a bari priates, and that's all.
There are some diets where you have to be a liquid.
Hey, on the base, on the bottom, the two dots. Gufa, what we just said before, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Vechein Rav Yitzchok Amar Rav Yochanan, that Shemen Zayis Mevorach Nova Bor Priyates. If you drink olive oil, you have to make a bracha Bor Priyates.
Shemen, even though it's Nishtan, it changed, still you make a Bor Priyates. But more Hekidami, how is it possible to make a Bor Priyates on olive oil? Ilay with the Kashos Ilay, if you drink it raw, regular olive oil, Fred Gemara Izuki Mazikley. It's mazik you. It's not called nachila. So Rashi learns the pshat, you shouldn't have to make a bracha at all. So Rashi, azuke mazik legufe. His olive oil, drinking it raw, is mazik the guf. V'yenzu achila. That's not called an achila, shetuna bracha. You have to make a bracha. Why? The gabe bracha v'yachal t'ksiv. His adin v'yaraita v'bracha v'yachal t'vizavot v'rachton. Even the asmastis, rabbonim, they can also need a mais achila. And this is not called nachila. Why? Because it's mazik you. So Rashi learns you do not make a bracha at all. The Rambam Shitu is you make a shakol. Right? Says somehow no, you do have. The Rashi holds you need to have a ma'is achila, and this is not called an achila. What's the ra'i for this? D'tanya, ha'shoyse shemen shel truma. If somebody drinks shemen, olive oil that belongs to was truma, is alocha meshalem es hakeren. You have to pay back keren. Of course, you like stealing from truma. You have to pay back. But another fifth, you don't have to pay back. Why? Because the din of a chaymish, the Torah says, you have to eat it. And eating or drinking olive oil is not called an achila. Ma'ashenke in hasach shemen shel truma, if you smear the shemen on your body, which that's called a derech of to use it, that's called derech hanor, then mishalem es hakeren u mishalem es hachaymish.
then you have to pay back the chaymish also. So you see, drinking olive oil is called like the mantik, it's not called nachilam, that's why you don't have to pay a chaymish. So the hilchus bracha is the same thing, you shouldn't have to make a bracha on it. So drashi the toni, the lav barachilahu. Drinking olive oil is not called nachila. Hashoyse shem and shel truma b'shoygeig, b'shalom es hakerin, kishar mazik es charer b'mamaynoi. Sam, your mazik yechavu, you have to pay him back. Here also, you drank up truma, you have to pay back the kohen truma. V'v'yein m'shalim chaymish, t'gabi chaymish achila k'siv, v'ish ki yoichal kodesh b'shgogam. Torah says ki yoichal. And prat l'mazik, ma'ashenken here, by you drinking the shem and zayis, you're like, you are like mazik the shem and zayis, and it was mazik you, that's not called nachila. Sakopanim et akasha, how do you have to make a bori priyat on olive oil? It's not roi teeth, it's like mazik you. Eluzat gemar di etzer is a kochalaya de pas. I tell you, you ate pas, bread, and you dip the bread into the olive oil. Said gemar yohi, heavy le pas ikka vu tofel. The ikka is the bread, and the oil is only tofel, secondary to the bread. Utanan, the Mishnah later, they are klal. When you have something as an ikker and the other thing is a tuffel, a secondary to it, like any sandwich you have, or you have a cracker and you have some jam on the cracker, the ikker is the cracker and the jam is a tuffel to it, is a loch and a vorach al ikker, you only make the bracha on the ikker, which here is pas. You don't have to make a bracha on the tuffel. So here, you dip the bread into the shemen zayis, right, there's no bracha on the shemen zayis. Elo the teretz is the kashosalai adeya nigrun. You put the shem and zayis into like a vegetable soup, and you drink it together with the soup. So that's the case with edible the shem and zayis. So drashi idea nigroin min meichelu v'nois notoichoi shemin. You put shemin into it. V'shnuyah b'mishnah b'kam makayim. A lot of places it says this meichel of a nigroin. The yomar rabba bashmuel a nigroin. What is a nigroin? That's maya de sukkah, type of a beet juice. Drashi. Usually trodden is beets. It's the water you soak, you cook the beets in, that juice. If you put olive oil into it, then there's a case when you have to make a bracha on the shemen zayis. We'll soon see why. Another case is on segiron. What's that? That's maya the kula shalki.